You know, San Antonio recently had their mariachi conference, and I went to one of the workshops that had a bunch of kids in there, and I spoke to some of them. And a lot of the kids there were in mariachi because their school did not have a music program, but they had a mariachi program, and that's how they got in it. And they didn't necessarily know mariachi music. Some of them didn't like it when they first started, but it was the only thing that they had as an outlet. But speaking to them, they absolutely grew to love mariachi music, and they can't imagine not playing it. Have you come across that with maybe some young people that you meet?
That's me, just as well. Like, I knew since the moment I was little, I wanted to play violin. My mom used to take me to the Nutcracker, and we would see the orchestra pit, and I would love the violin. That was what I wanted to do. And so, you know, my first violin teacher, she was also a mariachi. And instead of me always playing in isolation, she was like, well, come join this group that back then was at Our Lady of the Lake. And I said, okay, well, my mom took me, but I knew I did not like mariachi music. I couldn't stand it. And I think it's because my mom enjoyed it so much. And I was just like, no, I don't want to do this. I don't like mariachi music. And eventually I stopped at that point in time. I was just strictly classical violin. And that same music teacher, she is also, like, her voice is her actual instrument. And she sang for me in my quinceañera. And I was like, Mom, I want to do mariachi music now. So it just hits you at a certain point that you're like, yeah, I think I like it. And now I can't imagine myself without mariachi music. I mean, I grew to love it so much that I developed my own mariachi group.
I loved it from the get-go, but I didn't know what it entailed. I didn't know how deep this went, you know. I was always afraid because I didn't speak Spanish. My mom didn't speak a lot of Spanish to me, of course. I had learned it through listening to the music and being around, you know, my fellow musicians. And that was one thing that kept me away. So when I teach kids and I see that their fears of not knowing, I can relate to them and say, it's okay. You'll get it when the time is right. I clept out of 4 semesters of Spanish in Texas State because of mariachi music. I never took a Spanish class in my life, but 4 classes. Thank you, Jose Alfredo Jimenez. my story is I was 10 years old. I come from a family of musicians, of mariachi musicians, and I wanted to play. It was my cousin's wedding, and I said, you know what? I want to learn a song. I want to play Son de la Negra. That was the first song I learned on violin. My stepfather taught me the song. I prepared. I walked in, played with them. I was on cloud nine. He said, this is awesome, right? Okay, I did it. Well, as soon as I finish, I'm ready to leave and go sit down. And my grandfather just grabs me. He's like, ¿Dónde vas? Well, I'm done. He goes, no. You wanted to play? Now you're going to play the whole hour. And so my high lasted for about 5 seconds. And it was like, wah, wah, wah. And so now I had to play 14 other songs that I had no idea how they went or what I was doing. And I just had to follow. And I've never stopped since, though.